good morning. Yeah, you might be able to fry an egg on the foreheads of some of the executives at Walmart in Bentonville. And if you've been following the story, you're aware of the fact that the city council in Washington, D.C. passed a ridiculous bill. They're going to require large retailers, and I'll talk about that in a minute, who that is, to pay a minimum wage that's 50% higher than the minimum wage that the city has. Minimum wage in Washington, D.C. is $8.25 an hour. They're going to require any big retailers to pay $12.50 an hour for starting salaries. Now, they define big retailers as anybody whose parent company has $1 billion or more in sales and whose store has 75,000 square feet. Now, they're going to give existing retailers that are already there, and there aren't many big retailers there, 4 years to comply. Walmart has been, quote, having open dialogue with the city council there. They point out that this bill will result in fewer jobs, higher prices for the consumer, smaller number of retail options, and that most shopping dollars will continue to stay in the suburbs. And they also point out that these underserved neighborhoods will have disproportionately less access to affordable groceries. Now, here's what's really going on. Walmart has three stores under construction in Washington, D.C., had three more planned. They say they're going to pull the plug on the three that were planned and look at their options for not opening the three that are under construction, one of which was supposed to open in just a few weeks. It was going to bring 1,800 jobs in these stores to Washington, D.C. And if you've been there, of course, most of you have been, there's no place where there's a wider disparity of income. And some of these wards that are underserved, for example, Ward 7, which has a 15% unemployment rate, is going to lose two of the stores. Ward 8 has a 23% unemployment rate. And, of course, the other problem is that many of these people in the inner city in Washington, D.C., low-income people, really don't have access to affordable household supplies and groceries. We'll see what happens. The mayor has an opportunity to veto it. We don't know if he will or not, but, of course, as you might guess, Walmart says they're just going to walk away. This morning we have some economic data out that's pretty interesting. We get the PPI, the Producer Price Index, inflation at the wholesale level. The number came in pretty hot. It was expected to be at 0.3% last month. It was up 0.8. Year over year, the wholesale inflation is up 2.5%. If you go to the core number, which is what you get if you take out food and energy, don't know how you do that, year over year it's up 1.7%. Both those numbers higher than expected. Yesterday the market had another good day. The Dow Jones and S&P closing at new records. The Dow up 169 points. Once again, because of the job owning of Mr. Bernanke, consoling markets after what he did in May and June indicating that rates would be going up. The aftermath of all this talking is this, though. Mortgage rates have hit a two-year high. The national average right now for a 30-year mortgage, 4.51%, 15-year mortgage, 3.53%. And, of course, he worries that that may cut off or shorten the recovery that we're seeing in the housing market. And this is kind of ironic. Yesterday, a very small bipartisan group of senators introduced a bill called the, quote, 21st Glass-Steagall Act. It would break up the big banks. One of the sponsors points out that the four biggest banks are 30% bigger than they were prior to the crisis in 2008, and they, quote, according to her, continue to do very risky things. Well, this morning we get two of those companies reporting. J.P. Morgan, the largest bank based on assets, profit up 31%, made $6.5 billion, beat Wall Street's expectations. And Wells Fargo, which is number four in size, but the number one mortgage originator in the country, profit up 20%, making 98 cents a share, once again, beating Wall Street's expectations. I doubt that bill is going to go anywhere, but it is going to cause a lot of discussion and discourse and more focus on what they should do to regulate the risk in the big banks, the, quote, too big to fail banks in the United States.
Well, that issue with Walmart, I think that it's hard for us to understand down here why they would run off a company that's wanting to put in, what was six locations, I think. Yeah.
Within Washington, D.C., not in the suburbs, but within the Washington, D.C., which has a ridiculously high unemployment rate.
Yeah. A lot of jobs. They don't want them.
1,800.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. If you have a question about something he brought up in the broadcast, certainly call him. He'd love to hear from you or go by and visit him. 820 South 21st Street. The phone number, 479-782-2527. Or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.